The spotlight on St. David's at Lord Mayor Gary Zalepa's first of five open house of the new year featured discussions of the pool, grinder pumps, sidewalks and the inevitable roundabout. And not without contention. Zalepa shared highlights of the 2024 operating year and updated those assembled on the strategic plan, budget and official plan, all of which can be found on the town's website. It was the roundabout, though, that clearly agitated at least two of the nearly 90 residents, town staff and councillors gathered at the St. David's fire station. Cal Cochran told Zalepa that, as a representative of the people, he should have fought harder and continued to fight against the roundabout. "Why are you not listening to us?" asked Cochran. In August 2022, the town sent recommendations to the region which included wording that the town does not support a roundabout in St. David's, but the regional government is moving ahead with its plans to build the roundabout at the intersection of Four Mile Creek and York Roads. The region welcomed public input on the design process in a workshop last November, saying construction is set to begin in 2027. "This has been most challenging for the council," said Zalepa. He explained it can be difficult to make a decision when a community is divided on an issue, but that he felt really good about this, and that he is comfortable with the work that has been done to ensure that it's the right solution. When Cochran was insistent that he felt the majority of people in St. David's don't want the roundabout, and that Zalepa's response wasn't acceptable, the Lord Mayor responded, "I'm sorry you feel that way." Other matters were brought forth during question and answer period, including the wish for a sidewalk on at least one side of the road leading from Cannery Park to the intersection of York Road and Four Mile Creek Road. Zalepa explained that sidewalks cannot be built until the other properties on the route have been fully developed, and the region completes its road work. Another resident was concerned about grinder pumps, pumps that about 180 St. David's homes use to move waste from the home to the sewer system, because, in those situations, the traditional gravity system does not work. In 2022, council continued a $75 annual insurance rebate program for a three-year period, however, now residents are being told that this insurance will no longer be offered because repairing grinder pumps can be problematic. Director of Operations Darren McKenzie said that information about a new possible insurer will soon be available on the town's website, alongside contact information for reputable plumbers who work with grinder pumps. One resident asked about the aging St. David's pool. Zalepa said the town will consider to support the St. David's pool, and that the refurbishment of the pool falls under a recreation master plan, which is currently being developed. Later, Heritage Planning Manager Steve Burke spoke about heritage homes that are on land to be developed, and assured the audience that conditions exist for developers to shore up and restore them, in particular, a heritage home backing onto Paxton Lane and St. David's Golf Club. Also of concert to a few residents was their concern that town staff has been doing a poor job in getting back to them after they called and left messages or filled out town forms regarding spring floods in St. David's. Zalepa said he would look into it and McKenzie gave his business card to those affected. With the roundabout the last issue to be discussed, the meeting ran about 30 minutes over the designated time, and dissolved shortly after Cochran got up, put on his jacket and started to walk out, seemingly frustrated with the Lord Mayor's response to that question. Future open houses are in Glendale January 16th at Fire Station 5, 350 Townline Road, Virgil. February 3rd in the Mary Snyder Room at the Centennial Arena, and Old Town, Tuesday, February 18th in the Simpson Room at the Community Center, 14 Anderson Lane. The final open house is in Queenston, February 20th in the Queenston Library, 32 Queenston Street. All village visits run from 6:30 p.m. until 8 p.m. RSVP is optional. RSVP or pre-submit questions by emailing communications@notl.com.